It's another episode of the Centel Podcast. I'm your host, Danny, and I am here with Steph.
Hello.
My co-host. Just another day in the North Pole.
It's gonna snow a fucking gen.
A fucking gen. Like, guys, this is getting ridiculous.
If I wanted snow every day, I would live at the North Pole.
Sames. Or Alaska.
Anywhere but here.
Literally anywhere.
And now I have a daily panic attack because I'm like, how much snow is gonna be out there when I have to drive to and from work?
Oh, I love crawling over a mound of snow and doing like a Dukes of Hazzard moment to get into my fucking car because I can't ever open the door. Yeah. It's really great.
That is really great.
And it is like starting to like melt.
Mm, that's even better.
So we're just on the I Love PA campaign.
Well, I have... So I crashed into a ditch like a couple years ago. So that is why I have like this PTSD about any snow. So I used to live like literally in the snow belt. I used to live near Erie and it would snow feet and people would just like carry on their day. Like we'd be in the midst of a blizzard and I'd be like, let's go to Chipotle.
What?
Yeah. Like I used to be fine. Like Ryan would come visit and it would be like snowing feet. I'm like, let's go out to eat. Duh. Like did not faze me.
That seems like a very polar opposite as to what is happening
it
now.
It is. And then one day, and it wasn't even that bad, and I wasn't hurt, and like, whatever. But I crashed into this ditch, and then ever since then, it's been game over, refused to drive anywhere. No.
So I had a similar situation happen to me. I had like two or three accidents within like a year or two of getting my license because I was not properly taught. And no one ever taught me how to drive in the snow. Yeah. So I thought you could drive normally in the snow.
Oh.
So I remember I hit a stop sign. Oh, God. I think I spilled coffee on me. That I am thriving today, everyone. I apologize. Anyway, so I like went to the stop sign, but I always hit my brakes at the last second. So I hit it at the last second. I fishtailed, like I slid through the stop sign, fishtailed, hit another car. It was this poor woman with a baby in the back seat. Oh my God. So after that, like same, like I refused to drive in snow for like 2 or 3 years until I learned how to drive in the snow.
Yeah. So, I mean, and the fact, so I crashed into this ditch. I was living with my aunt and my grandma my last semester of college, and it was literally on their road. Like it was down the road from them, and they have lived in Erie like all their lives. So, you know, it's like, it's no big deal. And I called them. I'm like, hey, I think I might be stuck in a ditch. Like, you want to come down?
SOS.
And my aunt's like, Steph, I gotta go somewhere. Sorry. She passes me on the way to her doctor's appointment. And I'm like, hello, like my car literally is crashed. And I'm supposed to be like going to class. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna see if my car is actually stuck in the ditch. To this day, I still don't know how I was not stuck in this embankment. Like, I guess there is a Jesus because my car should have been nose deep in a fucking embankment. Somehow it didn't. I get turned around. I park my car.
Wait, you pulled your own car out of the ditch?
So, yeah. So it was like, I don't even know how to describe it. I was literally in a ditch. Like my car hit the other side of the ditch. Like I crashed it, but somehow I was able, I don't know if there was like that much snow, like in the ditch.
Right.
But I could just like back out of it. But somehow I did.
By the grace of the good Lord.
By the grace of Jesus. And then I email my professor. So actually, full circle here. I was trying to leave early because I had to drive 4 hours to go to the wedding. And this woman accused me of not being there on the first day of class. And you're only allowed like one missed class.
Okay.
So she wouldn't let me leave. And I was there. Obviously, I was there. And then I'm like worried I'm going to fail this class now because I just crashed my car. And I was like, I'm mentally over. I'm like, fuck this. Like, I just need to sit down and have some coffee. And I literally email her a picture of my busted up front end. And I'm like, bitch, I will not be here today. And then my aunt came back, she got me, and we went shopping, and it was a great day.
So she passed you as you were in the ditch, she circled back around after she ran her errands.
Yeah, she just had to get to the doctor's appointment, and then it was weird. Like, and then her son lived across the street from her, and we were all just going to go shopping, and they're like, are you going to class, or do you want to go shopping? And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
No brainer. I just crashed my car. Yes, I want to go to the mall.
Retail therapy.
Didn't even know if it was going to run. Didn't know if I needed to get anything fixed.
But yes, spend all your money.
But yes, I want to go to the mall. And that is why I don't drive in the snow.
I think it's very plausible. That is a traumatic experience.
Lots of trauma there.
There is a lot of trauma there. That's.
But, you know, it's fine. Everything's fine. And I have not crashed due to snow since then. But I just can't do it. If anyone, like, do I need Xanax to drive in snow?
Possibly.
Like, I don't know. There's just something not right there. Literally, if someone could have seen how slow I was going on the highway yesterday, they probably should have called the cops on me. I call Ryan, like, I get, like, halfway to work, and I'm like, I can't do it. He's like, what the fuck do you mean you can't do it? Like, there's snow on the ground. He's like, yeah. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to tell you besides go slow.
I love that everybody acts like it's not a big fucking deal. As there's, like, golf ball size, like, snowflakes coming down, and it's, like, snowing feet. And, like, that's just the typical, like, don't want to be judgy, male response to be like, it's just snow. Like, just you'll be fine.
Slow. And I'm like, you know, I just get this very bad anxiety about snow. And I'm like, can you please let me know when you get to work? He's like, well, I think I'll be fine, Steph, but I'll try.
Rude!
I'm like, okay.
I also love when you're driving really cautiously and there's always some guy who's probably named Rob in a, like, a Hummer SUV thing that flies past you at 190 miles per hour, just flexing his big dick.
Yep.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Me neither. Fucking hate Central
Pennsylvania. And then I start to weep. Maybe we need to decide on our options. Maybe we need to relocate.
We definitely need to relocate.
We could do this podcast from a beach. I'm just throwing that out there. We got takeout the other night. We got Mexican, and they gave us these big bucket containers, and I did have a slight flashback to our bucket beverages.
That's also another PTSD moment.
So, speaking of driving, this is a really great tale that I'd like to share. So, my brother DoorDashes, and he walked in the door and he said, guess what I got as a tip? So, I'm assuming it's not cash. And he's like, you have three guesses. And he's really been on this iguana kick. Like, he really wants to get a pet iguana. And that terrifies me.
A weird character.
Every day is a new adventure with Brad. Like, you never know what's coming out of his mouth. You never know what he's saying. Like, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a disheveling experience every single day. It was three guesses. So yeah. My first guess, I was like, is it breathing?
Okay.
Because I was a little concerned that he acquired an animal of some kind. And he said, no. And my mom wouldn't play. She's like, I'm not guessing. So he walks in with a television. Somebody tipped him a television. I guess this guy was moving and he was dropping off some LJS, some Long John Silvers, because, I mean, that's a necessity when you're moving. You need a fried
this
fish
guy
basket.
Had to be had. Like, there are just too many components that don't point to some substance being involved.
Well, I'm just very happy that he wasn't like, Brad, would you like this aquarium? Enjoy.
True.
Because then there'd be 35 fucking fish in this aquarium. Ugh. Anyway, so this guy was like, yo, bro, do you want a TV? And Brad's like, yeah, like, I'll take a TV. Like, Brad would never say no to anything.
No.
Like, I feel like
it
someone.
It didn't matter what he was being offered.
He would have taken it. Yeah. If someone was like, do you want a chest freezer? He would have figured out a way to get it into his Ford Focus. So he got a television. It was like,
and it wasn't shitty looking.
No, it's a nice TV. Like, this guy just handed him a nice TV. And it's a nice size. So, apparently, if you DoorDash, you might get a little something extra. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Did he tip on top of the TV?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I feel like probably not if he handed him a TV. But you never know. Because he probably paid $45 to get that Long John Silver's.
Probably. Yeah. That's why we order takeout at work all the time. Okay, I shouldn't say all the time. On the weekends, I work. My, like, weekend coworkers are notorious for ordering every single day, every weekend we work.
Damn.
And eventually, the one girl paid for, like, Grubhub Plus because we were spending so much in delivery fees. And she's like, if I would just charge people, like, an extra dollar, like, one time, it'll pay for my whatever it is.
Grubhub
Deluxe. I'm like, all right, sure, sign me up.
There's so many different services. I really only ever use it. I've used it at work before, like, if I couldn't get out and, like, I needed something. Or, like, if I'm severely hungover and I can't function, I mean, I've DoorDashed, like, Burger King before to get me through the day.
Unfortunately, no one DoorDashes near my home. So when I am dying and my husband won't bring me a fountain Mountain Dew, I have to go to great lengths to get that.
It's rough. You need, and that's, like, the cardinal things. You need a fountain soda of some kind, and I need something with bread and a French fry.
Yes.
It's just necessities.
Maybe a chicken nugget.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
Chicken nuggies. So, B-Rad is thriving, as per usual. Do you know what he got me for my birthday stuff?
What's that? I'd love to know.
He found a... I may have a photo of it that I can show you, so you can really take it all in. I do enjoy a game of Rummy Cube, everyone.
I didn't know that you knew how to play Rummy Cube.
I fucking love Rummy Cube. So my grandma and my pap used to play Rummy Cube, and their neighbor would bring a wagon of food up to their house. And I remember, like, hanging out, and they taught me how to play Rummy Cube. So I can fuck with some Rummy Cube.
Me too.
So apparently everyone thinks that I just, you know, love the Rummy Cube. You ready for this?
I think.
So before it was called Rummy Cube, because I did a little, like, Google search, it was Rummy-O.
Oh.
Which I thought was weird. This is a briefcase of Rummy-O.
Oh.
And it literally looks like it's from, like, 1923.
That is... I mean, that is a find, though.
It is a find. They think they purchased it for $3 at the Hoodwill. So if anyone wants to come meet me at the home tomorrow to play Rummy Cube, Rummy-O.
I'm here for it.
Rummy Cube's a fun game. Rummy Cube's a fun, like, drinking game.
Me and Ryan can't play it anymore together, just us two, because it gets a little too intense.
That is a game, if you've never played it, where I feel like the rules can start getting a little askew. Like, if one person doesn't agree with, like, the set of rules, everything can go awry very quickly.
I wish everyone could see my dog right now. He is such a mood.
Oh, he is a mood. You can only see one eyeball and a nostril. He is covered in a fur blanket. That is what I strive to be every single day.
Same.
Speaking of thrifted goods. So, what was it? Two podcast episodes ago? Or was it last podcast episode?
Two, I think.
Two ago?
Yeah.
We went thrifting.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
No, you know, usual bullshit. And we find matching t-shirts. So, duh, we're going to buy them.
Yeah, and our sizes, too. Like, one was medium, one was a large. We're like, yes, meant to be. Like, let's
perfect. So, and they are really cool as shit. Like, I might want to distress mine. So, they're camo and they're Jim Beam shirts. Like, they're fucking sick.
Yeah.
So... I, like, throw it in, like, my laundry pile, and it gets washed, and my mom smells it, and she's like, what the fuck is this? She's like, your shirt smells like a goat, like a barnyard animal. And I'm like, what? So it did. Like, it smelled like a barnyard animal. So then I texted you, and I'm like, I don't want to alarm you. Don't want to send up the alarms, but my shirt smells like a goat, which is very tragic because – matching t-shirts.
It's very tragic.
You said yours didn't smell.
Well, okay, so I did wash it initially and I didn't remember it smelling. But then I wouldn't say mine smelled like an animal, but it definitely did not smell good. Like, I don't know what, like, some hairy man definitely wore it and was sweating it a lot.
Yes, that was like a working shirt.
That I cannot get the smell out of. And I have a lot of things that I use in laundry to make it smell really good, and nothing will budge on this shirt.
I feel like you're a pro because anytime like she thrifts something and it has like a small stain or something, she's like, I can get it out. Like she knows what to do. The fact that the shirt still smells, it's kind of shattering our hopes and dreams.
I know. It's gonna have to soak. We're gonna have to do a soak.
Put it out like on the line,
Yeah, it
give
needs
it
some fresh
a
air.
good hair dry.
Yeah, that's what it needs.
Very tragic, you know, thrifting gone wrong.
But how didn't we notice it at the time? Like, I feel like I've definitely picked up things and I'm like, well, I can't buy this because.
Probably because you remember that guy was in there, which again, no judgment, but you could tell he had not bathed in many moons.
No, I think he was wearing a diaper that was soiled. I think that's what that was.
Oh, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
Because we went to checkout and I felt bad, but he was up at the checkout and I said to Steph, I said, I physically cannot go up there right now.
We had to distance a little bit.
We did. And you know, usually it's an older crowd in there when we're in there because we're usually at like prime time senior moment.
Yeah.
No wonder I got a Rummy Cube set for my birthday.
True. Well, I made the mistake. I swung into Salvation Army the other day, and it was actually Senior Citizen Day.
No. Was it for the vid? Were they like trying to keep?
I didn't know. I think they,
Or
if you
was
were a
this?
senior citizen, you got like 50% off basically like everything.
Oh.
And there were just, I pull in and I'm like, why are there so many cars? Because initially I was just going to drop some stuff off, which was a whole nother thing. And I'm like, I'll just go in real quick. People everywhere. No one under the age of 60.
Interesting.
Not a good time. I was so overwhelmed. I was like, I just need to leave.
Just abort.
Yeah. Didn't donate anything. I left.
You didn't even go for the reason that you went there for.
No. And then I was like, so I had like all these things on my to-do list. Then I was like, I was gonna stop on the way home and go to the car wash. And it was under maintenance. It was like closed for maintenance. I'm like, oh my
Of
God.
course.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, I will go to Tyrone and drop off the stuff at Goodwill. Forgot it was fucking Monday and they were closed.
Oh, son of a
So then
bitch.
by that point, I was so over it. I'm like, I'm going home. Nothing's getting donated. My car is not getting washed. Going home.
An L for the day.
It was a big L.
I drove an hour on Sunday to State College because I purchased these chocolate-covered banana slices
From Trader Joe's.
from Trader Joe's, and I needed them. I bought three boxes.
No judgment.
You know, we all need small victories in the day.
Definitely.
He's such a mood.
I can't.
So there's a lot of good documentaries out right now. I originally put on the agenda for this episode that we would talk about the Framing Britney doc, and there's some drama like related to it that's just like been surfaced. We're gonna hold on to that for next week because Steph hasn't watched it yet. So
Yeah.
like I want her to watch it so that like we can talk about it because
Yes.
you know we love Britney here.
We do.
We probably should free her up. What do we have to lose?
I mean, nothing at this point.
I have nothing to lose. So I kind of want to wait to do that until she watches it. So, and I feel like this is kind of preluding to a whole 2000s episode.
Yes,
So
it's gonna happen.
we're gonna hold on to that for next week. But I do want to talk about, I watched the Anna Nicole Smith documentary because I've always been fascinated by her.
I need to know more. Like,
She's interesting.
yeah, I mean, I heard there's a lot of interesting parts to that scandal,
You know, maybe say that I'm naive or bamboozled by her. I honestly think because you know she married that like
yeah,
80
little,
something year
yeah.
old. I do think she loved him
Okay, I mean.
because So backing up, she essentially came from nothing. She's a high school dropout. She started dancing because she had her son at a very young age to make money. Mm-hmm. So everything makes sense up until that point. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy, though, in the documentary, they say, like, they wheeled him into the strip club.
Oh.
Because he was obviously in a wheelchair. But she met him at the strip club. And he would go in to see her. And he would take her out on dates.
Okay.
And he had a wife. And he also had, he had a mistress, but I guess they never had sex. She was also like an exotic dancer. He would just buy her anything. So he took care of her.
So he was a sugar daddy.
Pretty much. In exchange for just company.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was just lonely and wanted company.
Yeah.
It was my take, at least. So they both passed away, the wife and the mistress. And he met Anna Nicole and, like, fell in love with her. And she didn't really have anybody. She really, like, it doesn't seem like she's close with her family. Mm-hmm. She was out on her own trying to take care of her son. Like, it all kind of makes sense. And she refused to marry him until she made something of herself. Like, she waited until after her Playboy cover and the guest photo shoots and the H&M photo shoots that she did in the 90s uh-huh. before they got married. I don't know. I feel like, in a way, like, yeah, obviously he was worth a lot.
Yeah, and just, like, married him.
Right,
like,
but right she away. Did it.
Yeah, so, I mean.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty fucked up. Like, the whole thing from, like, just kind of how she passed away.
Yeah.
From, like, an accidental drug overdose, which, and I guess she had, like, an infected, like, B12, and she got another shot. And it was, like, the site was infected, and nobody would take her to the hospital. They literally let her die in the hotel room for days because she had this infection. Like, the whole thing's just kind of crazy. But her daughter, Dani Lynch, so she died shortly after she was born.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing, too. It was like, who's the daddy? Like, they had a big paternity mm-hmm. test thing to see who the daddy was. Dani Lynn looks exactly like Anna Nicole Smith did when she was, like, a teenager. Mm. It's very interesting.
That's very interesting.
But anyway, so we sit down to watch this documentary and I turned it on and my brother's girlfriend goes, yeah, like Anna Nicole Smith, the one that OJ shot, right? And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, and I couldn't even tell you who OJ shot. So how does she know that person?
That's what astounds me. Like, they know people like from that era. Because, like, Brad thought he was telling me something new when he told me about The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. And I was like, I've watched it. I lived when it was, like,
on.
Yeah. So, like, that kind of baffled me. And I'm like, wait, you think Anna Nicole Smith
is who OJ shot?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, wrong person.
Very wrong person.
I was very astounded. Although, I know, like... But they know, like, TikTokers and, like, different, like, YouTube people that, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I tried to do a dive one day to try to, like, learn, like, who these people were. And I just, like, I was overloaded. I was like, I can't do it.
I know. I really thought I was, like, still up on the times. And then I'm like, I don't know what clicked one day. I, like, maybe saw a TikTok. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Who these people are.
And who are the people? What they're doing what? Like... So confusing.
So confusing. And they show me this TikTok of this one girl who's, like, super famous, I guess. She's, like, I think 15. I don't know. She's not old. She literally looks like the Ashley that you went to high school with. Long, dark hair, just a normal girl. It's not, like, I don't get it. And she's just doing TikTok dances. And she's uber famous.
Huh.
What am I doing? Where is my calling?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
We fucked up.
We did fuck up.
I don't know where to go from here.
And now they're saying that skinny jeans are out.
Yeah, so I've been watching a lot of these TikToks. And I feel like that's just like, I don't, you know, I don't look right in like a lot of other jeans besides like a skinny jean. Now don't get me wrong, like I don't want like a weird skinny jean.
Right.
And I like still a raw hem.
Yes.
But I'm not gonna put on like No.
And, like, I like mom jeans, and I do like the straight cut ones, but sometimes they're not appropriate for the shoe that you're going to wear.
I know. And that was another thing. So a millennial was saying about the Gen Zers, like, canceling the skinny jean, and someone commented, like, well, what fucking shoes do you wear? And she, and I don't know, like.
Sneakers, white sneakers. That's all they fucking wear. That is white all they fucking wear. Sneakers.
And she did put on some other options, but I'm like, I just feel like it still doesn't look right. Maybe it's just because I don't really like it.
I think a sneaker or a booty, and yeah. That's about it. Yeah. Or like a heel, like a wedge or some sort of like heel. But like, you're not going to throw, I think a sandal would look weird.
Oh my, a flip-flop would look traumatizing. Like,
you would look like Britney Spears walking out of a gas station in 2001.
And I think that's what they want, but I don't think we get it because, you know,
we lived it.
So, I don't know. I mean, I do remember like wanting bootcut jeans, wanting flare jeans. I thought I was so trendy.
Yeah. Bootcut jeans are for no one.
For no one.
No one. Unless you have a barn full of horses, it is not for you.
Yeah.
That's the only time it's acceptable.
There are very limited situations where that's okay.
It's just not good because it's a bootcut is almost a cross, I think, between like it wanted to be a straight leg and it didn't, but it didn't make the cut to be a flare. Like, yeah. It's kind of in that weird.
Yeah. It's not good for anyone, really.
I also might be traumatized because I worked at JCPenney for many years and everybody would come in because Central PA is like 5 years behind in times. And everybody wanted a fucking bootcut jean when that was the time where literally they only made skinny jeans. Like, that was it. Like, that was it. And I'd have to tell these women with feathered bangs that we didn't carry bootcut jeans anymore.
Ugh. I know.
It gives me the goosies. I can't.
Bootcut really is for no one.
No. I don't know if we need to round all the Gen Zers up and put them into, like, the Superdome and, like, just tell them they can't make any more executive decisions on my life. Like, I just...
I know. Do you see the ones, like, I will not take advice from the generation that is eating Tide Pods?
Well, it's true!
Yeah. And I don't know what happened to make these, like, 13, 14, 15-year-olds look like they're 25.
Bullshit. It's bullshit.
Like, what happened?
I looked like a cheap Avril Lavigne when I was in high school.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Very dark face.
But what happened that they look 25 now?
Like,
are their parents just, like, super young and, like, are trying to make them trendy and, like, wear the same thing? I don't know. I'm confused and I don't like it. And they need an awkward fucking teen face.
Yes, it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
We're canceling Gen Z until...
We are.
Until they have a traumatic phase.
They need some character building.
Besides eating a Tide Pod.
Ad break. If you're a loyal listener to the Sentel podcast, you know that we're two bitches that love to shop. And if you're new here, then I'm sure you've picked up on that. We love to find the deals, and we're here to help you find the deals on clothing we love and wear ourselves. We recently discovered the Mud Honeys Boutique, and they're based out of Kentucky. They make custom t-shirts that we both love at super affordable prices, and they only release a limited number of custom graphic t-shirts and sweatshirts, so you know that you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece. And they offer so many other cute pieces and accessories, too. Check out their website, shopthemudhoneys.com, and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Again, use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Now back to the show. So I think I know what our side hustle could be.
I'm listening.
I feel like we could start taking bets and one of us can be the volunteer to streak at major football events.
I hear you can win a substantial amount of money.
If we get everybody we know to put a bet on us streaking on the field, I believe that this gentleman made $375,000. Yeah, $375,000. It's a very nice.
I'm here. I'm ready.
It's a very nice hot pink bikini.
I know. I did see it. I.
His biggest complaint was he couldn't pick out his wedgie as he was handcuffed by the police.
I wonder, like, if you actually get... I mean, I'm sure you get fined, but I wonder how much.
I don't understand bets. Like, I would need someone to explain to me how this works. Because it says, the gambling website Bovada offered plus 750 odds, $100 bet pays $750. So he decided to take matters into his own hands. But what does that mean? Like, do people just bet $100 and then that times by? I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know how you get the return like that.
This is kind of like the stock market to me. When the whole GameStop thing happened, like, I had to have Brad, like, explain it to me because, like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it can be confusing.
Like, it kind of feels like it's, like, in the same realm kind of, for me. Like, yeah. Gambling and, like, stocks seem to be in that same wheelhouse of shit that I don't understand.
Yeah, they can be kind of similar. So, I get it. Ish.
So, I don't know. But, I mean, if we could crack the code on this, maybe this is our calling.
Maybe. We can determine.
We can fund all of our random ass purchases.
We could. Though I will say, watching for FedEx here.
Speaking of packages or purchases.
I watched zero parts of the Super Bowl. Zero. I just, like, could not bring myself to it this year.
So, really didn't care about either team. Especially, I feel like if Tom Brady's involved, he's going to win. So I felt like it was pointless to even watch it.
That's how I kind of feel.
I'm not saying that the Super Bowl's rigged, but I just find it interesting.
Well, and especially, like, and Tom Brady is rigged. The whole anything yes. Tom Brady is a part of is rigged. And I was saying this to someone. There's an older guy that only picks up Sundays at work. Like, literally, this man is, like, 70-something. And we were talking about it because we worked on Sunday. And I was like, I just can't fucking stand Tom Brady. He's like, why is everyone saying this? And I, like, went on a tangent. I was like, he just needs to be done.
Let someone else take the time to shine. I don't know.
Yeah. And I was like, how is it? Like, okay, I mean, I don't really watch the Super Bowl ever. But how is it when two other teams play that Tom Brady is involved in? It's always a great game. It's always close. It's always, you know, it's not saying it's still not rigged, but.
It was a blowout.
I know.
I'm pretty sure. Again, didn't watch it. I went to the gym during the Super Bowl. I didn't give a shit. And I'm not a salty Steelers fan. I just don't care about them. If it would have been any other team, I feel like.
Yeah.
That wasn't Tom Brady, I probably would have watched it.
I know. Yeah. I wish he would retire. Like, it's time.
I'm so over seeing him.
Me too.
And I'm sick of seeing him in a mock turtleneck. I don't want to see him anymore.
It's enough.
It's too much.
We've had enough.
We're done. Canceled. We're canceling him. I did watch the halftime show. Like, I caught the last, like, 2 minutes. I honestly didn't even know The Weeknd was performing.
I didn't either.
I knew he was, like, in the Pepsi commercials, but I didn't, like, I didn't make, like, the connection.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was okay.
Well, there's, like, a whole conspiracy around that, too.
Why?
I don't know. Someone said that, I'd have to, like, find it, but someone who, this person is, like, very Republican and made, like, a correlation with, like, China. Like, him having all those people that are dressed the same, doing the same motions or whatever, like, correlated to, like, a dictator or something in China. And I was like, wow, that's a lot. That is a lot. But then I also heard that The Weeknd put in, like, $5 million of his own dollars to, like, make this happen.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that I think he was involved with, they were doing, like, an after, like, Super Bowl concert. Mm. I might be wrong about this. Maybe he's not directly involved, but I heard it on the radio that artists were performing to raise money for small businesses that needed money.
Oh, that's
so cool. Yeah. So I'm sure he probably had something to do with that. People are insane. I personally, when I saw the guys, like, at the end with, like, the face coverings on, I just was like, oh, that's a clever way to get people to wear a mask because they weren't exposed at all.
Oh, that's true.
So that was my take. That's what I thought. Because he was surrounded by, like, 100 dancers.
Yeah. I don't know. It did look odd to me, though.
Like I said, he sounded really good. Like, I think he sounds better live than he does, like, on his tracks sometimes. But like I said, I only watched a little bit of it. There's a bunch of memes, I think, from, like, the beginning where he's, like, I guess, like, running through.
Yeah.
But we can't report on it. We really didn't watch it.
Yeah, didn't care.
Tom Brady won anyway. So I guess there's going to be, like, 4 more weeks of winter or something.
Something like that.
So I think it is time for everybody's favorite segment, Live from the Fishbowl.
Here we go.
So ready.
Oh, this is a big one, I think.
Oh, dear.
Oh, a classic. Lean with it, rock with it.
Ooh.
By Dem Franchise Boys.
Love it. Did we look them up before?
I think we might have.
It's a quality song, though.
Also featured on this song is Lil Peanut.
Lil Peanut? Who's that?
And Charlay.
I think I looked up the wrong person. Is this Lil Peanut?
Oh, I mean,
so he's an American. Okay, he was born in 2002.
And this song came out in 2006. So
who the hell is this? He's an American actor and rapper. You might be the one.
I'm trying to do a little search here.
I think I suck at this research thing.
Hey, I don't know. I think he was like a one and done.
Lil Peanut?
Yeah. Okay, so Lil Peanut definitely is not existing anymore.
Okay. He's gone.
But I do think we did look up Dem Franchise Boys before.
Well, one member passed away from cancer. Did we report that last time?
I don't know.
Buddy.
Buddy.
So sad.
R.I.P. Buddy. Okay, let's see here. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Seems like the music scene's pretty hot in Atlanta, Georgia.
No, I don't know that they're still performing because the other ones we searched that are still, like, out there, they have, like, an actual, like, Facebook page or something. Or, like, a website.
That's very sad.
That was a jam.
That was a jam.
So, they do have an Instagram.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And nothing too current, but they do have booking available, and you are to email demfranchiseboysbooking@gmail.com.
We could throw, like, a summer barbecue banger.
What says barbecue banger more than Dem Franchise Boys?
I don't know what else would. Tyrone would be shook.
If there's any place that should have a barbecue banger with Dem Franchise Boys, I think it's Tyrone.
I agree. I think it'd be a great time.
I mean, I would not be opposed.
We might have to do it.
How much do you think it would be to get Dem Franchise Boys to Central Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I wonder. But maybe we could do like a potluck thing. Like we'll get some people to come. Everybody throw some money in a fishbowl, which would be very appropriate for our segment. And we could just have a summer banger.
I have $50 to Carolina Barbecue.
Perfect. Perfect.
We might be able to get a pulled pork sandwich for them or something. I don't know.
Fantastic. Get them a nice little, you know, meat tray.
Anything could happen.
Possibilities are endless. Dreams may come true in 2021. We'll see.
Doubtful, but.
Very doubtful. Not impressed so far.
We will see.
But hey, I think this could be a fun little moment in the making.
Maybe. We'll see.
Or we could just play them on a speaker and just call it a day.
I think that's the more realistic option here.
Probably us. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Send Help Pod. Please make sure that you subscribe to our pod and follow us on Instagram. And we will see you guys next week for a 2000s episode.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.